Throughout her life, Mother Teresa said something that I always found to be startling, but also, I think, rather true. She said that the greatest poverty she ever experienced in the world was not found in underprivileged third world countries. It wasn't found in places in India where she worked, or Africa, or Central America. She said the greatest poverty she ever experienced was found in the most affluent, developed countries of the world, especially amongst the middle class and upper classes of those areas. She talked about how in those areas of the first world, she experienced a spiritual poverty that was much worse than any material poverty she ever saw. She said about how people felt unloved, they felt lonely, they felt frustrated and empty in their lives. And she said that was something worse than the material poverty of other people she saw. I recently read a study that found that double the number of Americans feel lonely compared to 10 years ago. One research publication talked about the epidemic of loneliness in our country, and similar studies that have been done in other first world countries like the United Kingdom. We feel lonely and empty in our lives. When our students return from mission trips to third world countries, they often share with me that there was a tremendous joy, a connectedness, a community in the people they experienced there. Well, these students had experienced more material comfort and had already more material possessions than these people had ever had. These people had a joy that they had never experienced before. In fact, many of our students had experienced instead a spiritual emptiness and frustration as they were growing up here in our country. Jesus today challenged us to be rich in what matters to God, to experience the fulfillment of God's plan for us, which is not found ultimately in material things, but it's rather found in relationships of love with each other and, of course, with God. The frustration and that spiritual emptiness we experience in our contemporary world was echoed by our first reading today. Vanity of vanity, says Koheleth. All things our vanity. Koheleth was a wisdom figure, a teacher, and that he sought to find meaning and purpose in life. He tried to be successful. He tried to do things that would build up the world. He tried to find material comfort and pleasure, and in the end he found it was all emptiness. Vanity is a word that means emptiness or absurdity. He's frustrated by how unfair, how cruel life can be. How in the end he feels sad and empty inside. We certainly hear echoes of that in our daily lives. Did you notice in our gospel today the individualism of the man criticized by Jesus in the parable? How many times he says, I. What shall I do? I have too much stuff and don't know what to do with it. This is what I shall do. I'll build bigger barns for myself. Then I shall be able to be comfortable. Then I shall be able to enjoy life. Then I won't have anything to worry about. In Jesus' time, that's such a self-centered way of viewing everyday life would have been a shock and a surprise. Similar to people in third world countries today, people in Jesus' audience lived as a community. It was necessary for survival. They had to take care of each other. They wouldn't just think about I, but they would think about we as a community in order to live life and simply to make life happen at all. Jesus criticized this self-centered way of approaching life. Remind us that material stuff is never going to make us happy. That professional accomplishments in themselves will never make us happy. That reputation alone will never fulfill the deepest desires of our hearts. But only our relationship with God and true relationships of love with other people will fulfill us at the deepest level. Jesus today reminds us that we can't take with us material things when our life is ended. And so it might be helpful to think about what we can take with us when our life here one day is ended. What continues on after our life here ends? The answer, of course, is found in love. When our life here ends, we don't take any of our material things with us, but we do take with us our love for our loved ones. As so much as we have loved people from the deepest core of our being, from our immortal soul that lives on into eternity with God, those relationships continue. That's our Catholic belief, that our relationships with our beloved dead are changed but are not ended. And so the relationships of love that we've experienced here continue into eternity. It should be great comfort to those of us who've lost loved ones to know that they still love us, that bond, that connection we had with them here in this life continues the new life they share with God forever. It also should be an encouragement to us to invest in what matters most, to invest in meaningful relationships, to invest in opportunities of showing true sacrificial love, to invest in our relationship with God that will live on forever. Jesus today reminds us not to hide behind our material things, but to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and to connect with other people at the deepest level in ways that will live on with God forever. Today, we're reminded by the pictures of the great saints who've gone before us that acts of love live on into eternity. We're invited today to become rich in what matters to God.